Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Austin Seibert. And it's over. 7-for-7. Hail to the kicker.
Yeah. Austin Seibert's 7th field goal of the game, walk-off game winner, a strange game yesterday at the newly named Northwest Field, but you take it and run with it if you're the home team. Washington 21, the hard way, the Giants 18. Good morning. My game take coming up in the next segment, where I've got a complete recap of the Commanders' first win since November 5th, remember, of last year. That's when they went to Foxborough and beat the Patriots 20-17. Don't forget, this team had lost 9 games in a row, including the last 8 of last year and the road opener last week in Tampa Bay. They also beat the Giants for the first time yesterday since the 2021 season. So soak it up, Washington fans. Winning has been elusive around here. 1-1, with the most important headline or takeaway being that their rookie quarterback is playing well so far. That is worth a huge smile and really a big exhale. I know it's early. It's just 2 games, of course. But just the idea that through 2 games, there is real reason to be optimistic. That is really, like we talked about all offseason, the number one goal of this season was to find out if Jaden Daniels was worth the number 2 overall pick in the draft. I hate even saying this because I have fear of jinxing it. But so far, so good. And yesterday was really good. You know, beyond the quarterback, there were a lot of good things to pull from that odd game yesterday. Brian Robinson Jr. had the best day of his career. Austin Eckler looks like the Austin Eckler from a few years ago. They may have found a second receiver, and at least for the next week, they don't have to sweat it out when it comes to who their kicker is. But this win was far from perfect. There's a lot to clean up. It's actually the perfect scenario for a head coach. You can point to a litany of mistakes, but you're able to do it after a win. You know, Dan Quinn has talked about tell the truth Mondays. He'll have plenty to talk about, he and his staff will, today. But it's so much easier to do after a win than it is a loss. And let's face it, the number one reason Washington won the game yesterday was the Giants lost their kicker on the first play of the game. Losing Graham Gano on the opening kickoff meant the Giants had no ability to kick for points, PATs or field goals, neither. They tried it once with their punter. It didn't work, so they didn't give him another shot. 3 touchdowns for the Giants and the minimum amount of points with 3 touchdowns, 18. They were forced to go for a 4th-and-4 in a tie game with just over 2 minutes to go instead of being able to kick a chip shot field goal that would have given them a 3-point lead. You know, one of the best players on the field yesterday, Malik Nabers. Oh, my God, Denton. I mean, seriously. You know, sometimes I think, and I've talked about this a lot in recent years, you have as well, we get wrapped up, and a lot of you get wrapped up, just in our games. And I don't want to bring Terry into the conversation, but he's been brought into the conversation at all a lot over the years. That's what a number one elite receiver looks like. number one on the New York Football Giants, Malik Nabers. It's only two games, but Jaden Daniels' teammate at LSU was a monster in the game, albeit against a secondary that is having issues. With that said, you know, the losing of Graham Gano and then his drop on a fourth and four that they had to go for because they didn't have a kicker, those things added up to really the most significant events of the day in terms of yesterday's game. The big picture significant event of the first 2 weeks is the quarterback has given us reason early on to be optimistic. But Giants coach Brian Daboll has a lot to answer for because Gano was hurt heading into the game. Gano was added to the injury report after their walkthrough on Saturday, but Daboll chose not to activate a rookie kicker that they have on the practice squad, at the very least to handle kickoffs. In hindsight, a poor decision that probably cost the Giants the game. But you know what? That's not our problem. Although through 2 weeks, we do appear to have a problem. It's just 2 weeks and things change. I get it. And I'm not about to make any kind of referendum or sweeping conclusion after two games. But the revamped defense, the performance through two games, kind of alarming. They gave up two scores on three drives in the first half yesterday, which meant through the first game and a half, the first six quarters of the season, Tampa Bay and the Giants had combined for nine scores on 11 opportunities against Washington's defense. Six of those scores, touchdowns. That's not good. Last week, they couldn't cover anybody. This week, the same, but they also got run on to the tune of nearly 6 yards per carry. If you didn't know any better, and I said this last week, you'd think this was last year's defense. Through 2 weeks of the season, Washington is dead last in the league in third down defense, dead last in opposing QB passer rating, tied for dead last with just two sacks, and near the bottom of the league in yards per pass attempt against. Now, they made a few plays yesterday, none bigger than the punch-out forced fumble by Benjamin St. Juice on the opening drive of the second half. I mean, the Giants were on the move again and likely on the verge of potentially making it a two-score game. So that was a monster play, and it was a forced fumble. Hell of a play by number 25, St. Juice. And really, the best play and one of the only really good plays the defense has made in two games. But wow, hard to fathom how bad the results have been defensively. And please, talk me out of talking myself into things like win rates and PFF numbers on anything defensively this week. The Giants had no kicker, the Skins knew it, and New York still went 3-for-3 in the red zone. It's early, though, you know, and I do get the fact that nearly two-thirds of the contributing defensive players are brand new along with the coaching staff. So it takes time. But the Giants offense, man, specifically their quarterback, came into Landover yesterday on the verge of a mental breakdown. And they left the building thanking the Skins for a life preserver, at least here early in the season. The defense through two games, oh my, OMG. But how about that Jaden Daniels? I mean, there is so much about him through two games that has been so encouraging, and that's so much more important than anything else right now. And it would be pretty hard for anybody at this point to feel anything but optimistic about his start to the season. If you want to say that you're concerned about him staying healthy with the way he plays, that's not unreasonable, but fair warning, he's not going to change the way he plays anytime soon. His playmaking ability is one of the top two or three reasons you drafted him, and for now, as a young player on a team that needs him to make plays, he's going to keep making plays, and a few of them are going to end with him getting hit. It's called football. But as you saw yesterday, you know, his legs are not his only asset. He can really sling it. You know, on that final drive needing field goal range, that throw he made to Noah Brown on 2nd and 10 after the 2-minute warning should shut up the people that barely watched him in college and instead read a PFF summary that said he can't throw the ball over the middle. Versus the blitz, absolutely needing it on 2nd and 10, he dropped one in the bucket over the middle to Noah Brown in stride for 34 yards. Few plays later, they're, you know, in field goal range to kick a game winner. Chip shot range, especially after that read option keeper for 14 yards to get it even closer for Austin Seibert. His first chance for a game-winning drive, A+. So much more coming up on his game, and plenty on the help he got, especially from, I think at this point, early in the season, one of the best 1-2 running back punch, you know, tandems in the NFL. 21-18, 7 field goals, no touchdowns for the winning team. How about this one? The Giants became the first team in NFL history to lose a game in regulation when scoring 3 touchdowns or more without giving up a touchdown.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
1-1 with a Monday night game next week in Cincinnati.